All right, so let's get this thing started.
I'm pumped. Let's go. I'm ready to fight.
We can still argue. we're still mad.
Okay, pour up your first shot.
Does that mean I gotta restart the shot clock?
Guess so, man. Guess so. Some things never change.
He's doing this on purpose.
I did
he
not.
Wants to see you drunk, Tommy.
So excuse me if I'm flustered right now. I was like, whoa, I've never heard that word before.
Yeah, he definitely got flustered.
He wasn't even affected by his little tantrum. Oh, you just flustered.
I was like, oh, I'm going to have to use that one of these days.
Just one time.
Add that to the old vocabulary, you know?
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 58 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast. The podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host. You love the toast, DC.
They call me Cookie Dude. Oh,
joining me as always, my partner in podcast, that host. We love the ghost. You got Aaliyah. Okay, are you not going to say something?
Hey, guys.
Jesus.
You know the fucking vibes.
Joining us on this episode, someone who needs no introduction, but we might as well give him one. Someone who helped us, get that podcast off going during lockdown. So, it's always nice to have him back. We got that host. We love to roast. Tommy.
What's up, y'all? And did I hear you say that it's episode 58? Because I might want to call it 50 great, because it is great to be back. Sorry. It's great to be back.
Idiot.
That's exactly right. I'll own it. You guys love the bad puns. No, it's good to be back. I'm excited. This is going to be a fun one.
What we always do at the beginning of the podcast is take an opening shot. So if you have something in front of you, or if you don't, go grab something, because we definitely sound a lot more entertaining when you get a couple drinks in you. So this one goes out to you guys, all the listeners, supporters, and of course, a returning Tommy. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Round one.
Damn, everyone's just been staring at this creamsicle for like the past 5 minutes.
Just us.
We had to restart this thing over because Aaliyah forgot to hit the record button. But first topic of this episode, we'll be talking about everyone's favorite ice cream truck treat. This time, we'll start off with Tommy. Tommy, what was your favorite ice cream treat when you were growing up?
All right. I already know. Many will agree with me. This article that we got this topic from, many got it wrong. The best ice cream, hands down. And for those of y'all on Twitch, if you guys agree with me, let me know. Hands down, strawberry shortcake popsicle. You get an amazing little popsicle with creamy strawberry vanilla center and little crunchy cake bits. You can't go wrong. Tell me I'm not wrong.
Do you believe what Tommy says? But obviously you don't. Because Tommy, you know what?
You are fake news.
Aaliyah, what is your favorite ice cream treat?
I like the rocket watermelon, which I learned is called the bomb pop. But it's a rocket for me, so...
For those who don't know what Aaliyah is talking about, because I don't either, let's Google this.
That's also my second one.
It's a yes for me,
it's
too.
This one.
I'm with you, Aaliyah. That one's really good.
Blast off.
All right, DC, go ahead and try to let us know what your wrong opinion is. What is your favorite?
I'm not wrong, because all of California agrees with me. California is the push pop.
California.
But specifically for me, I like the Flintstones push pop, because those things are amazing. And I'm sure, like everyone else, you know, you try to get every little last bit of it. Once you scoop that thing all the way to the top, you still lick the little plastic rim.
I personally don't like working for my food. Like, if it's in front of me, I'll be able to bite it. Why do I gotta push it up? It's not playtime. This ice cream is for people in kindergarten, 5, 6 years old. Like, I'm trying to enjoy my ice cream, not work for it.
You're not working for it. What are you
I'm
working
pushing
for?
The pop. It's literally called push pop.
Okay, wait. When you eat your little strawberry shortcake, do you take the entire wrapper off? Or do you gradually take it off?
No, like, I take it off because I feel like if you don't, it gets all like weird. No, I don't. I
don't. Do you think it melts faster? I feel like it melts faster if you keep the wrapper on because it stays warm and your hand warms it up. Mm-hmm. So that's why I always take it off.
I also eat ice
cream. Wow, that's dirty.
I don't like you.
So unhinged. I am checking the comments over on the Twitch stream, and we got the Yabstract. Welcome back. And I completely agree. I was just about to mention this. The retired WWF ice creams are so good. Even if you aren't into WWF. Wait, WWF?
WWE. That was when they were originally WWF. Because when those ice cream sandwiches came out, they were still under the name WWF.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, dude.
Doesn't even Aaliyah, matter.
Tell him. Tell him to know the fucking vibes, nope. Aaliyah.
You need to know, dude. Turn around, you're in trouble. Oh, fail.
It doesn't matter if you know about wrestling or not. Those ice creams were so good. So good.
Oh, with Aaliyah saying that, you know, I hope you know that Aaliyah hasn't told anyone to turn around since you were last on, Tommy, so.
I am the common denominator of turning around.
Granted, Tommy, it's just him, and I just tell him to shut up, so.
I'd rather turn around than shut up, so.
I don't know about that. When you turn around, it's like the turnaround of shame.
I do it with pride.
I didn't even realize I haven't said it in a while.
All right, here's the thing, y'all. I think most of the states got it wrong. So if you look at most of these things, besides the stupid push pop in California, first of all, I don't even know who took these votes, but there's push pops. I will agree. A lot of people chose Choco Tacos and Klondike bars. I can get behind that.
I don't like Choco Tacos. They're too hard.
You are eating it too fast. You gotta let it like.
Dude.
You gotta let it chill.
What is it called?
That's the point of it. You're supposed to eat it as soon as you can, especially if it's a hot day. You're not gonna let it melt.
Not a Choco Taco.
Come on. I've never gotten a drumstick from an ice cream truck before.
I have. I can get behind that. Drumsticks.
That's just something I get at the grocery store.
I don't really like that.
I think these firecracker things are the actual rocket ones are not it.
Ugly.
An ice cream sandwich?
They're good.
I like the Neapolitan.
To be honest, I wish they could make a half strawberry, half vanilla. Like, I always didn't care for the chocolate part. Is that just me?
Yes, that's just you. Because it's already
chocolate. Yes, it's already chocolate and it's too much chocolate. Yep.
No, it's not, dude.
Dang, bomb.
Yes, continue. Oh, you froze. Look at your face.
No, she's just frozen. You know, she's... She's not moving.
you froze, homie.
See, Hawaii's got some taste. Crunch bar, I'm with it.
Isn't that what a crunch bar looks like?
Yeah, actually, I didn't know what this picture was.
Right? This is like a fucking... I don't know what this is, but this is not a crunch bar. Because a crunch bar looks like a crunch candy bar, right? But then it has ice cream in the middle.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
They don't.
They're shit.
Crunch bar.
Look it up.
Yeah, this one.
I mean,
that's the actual crunch.
No.
That's their.
Dude, you need to fix your Wi-Fi, homie.
Who's homie? Him or me?
You! You're the one who's talking. You froze like twice already.
That used to be me in the old other episodes.
Hold on, I think it's because I'm on my laptop too. Let me get off of this since I can just go on my data.
You probably inherited Tommy's old Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
This is all the shit talking I do because of you.
Yeah. Turn around.
In the dark. This is not a crunch bar. I don't know what the hell this is. It just looks like a chocolate fudge pop with dirt on it.
They abstract. The Yabstract says that looks like a fudge bar with Oreo crumble.
Wow, I was thinking that too.
They know their ice cream.
Dude, I love fudgesicles. I thought they were very underrated.
They should stay underrated.
They're hella good. I didn't really like ice cream that much when I was younger, but fudgesicles were like a delight.
Literally, I feel like fudgesicle or like ice cream sandwiches, those are the ones that, you know, you buy in bulk at the store and your parents give you at home. But if you have one choice at an ice cream truck, you're going to pick an ice cream sandwich. You've had that a million times. Come on. Choco Taco, Strawberry Shortcake, WWE.
No, Choco Tacos suck. We already established they're too hard. Okay,
I was right.
And see, when you eat that as a child, your teeth are still sensitive. It's not ready for that hardness.
Oh, I like the Jolly Ranchers too. Their cups.
Jolly Rancher what?
Their cups. Ice cream cups. Those are
you like
great.
All
Jolly
the
fruit ice cream stuff?
I love fruity ice creams.
You like all the fruitier ice creams, huh?
Yeah, I like fruity stuff. I felt like it was mainly the character ice creams and the
what about the like the superhero ones, like the Spider-Man one with the bubblegum?
Yeah,
ice?
Those are the characters.
Yeah, all the characters.
Did you ever have a one that had
they were never
did you save the eyes for last or did you eat them immediately to make your character eyeless
in the beginning? Because how can you save them for last? Like, I think eventually they start to fall, so then you gotta, like, you know.
But it's gum, right?
Yeah, but it had no flavor anyways, so
yeah,
it was flavorless gum.
Yeah,
it lasted like 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Too bad the ice cream truck.
The only ones I remember was Spider-Man, Ninja Turtles, and Powerpuff Girls. Were there other ones?
Mm-hmm. There was Tweety Bird, SpongeBob.
Damn.
Powerpuff Girls.
I already said that.
You said Powerpuff Girls?
That was the third one I said.
That was the third one.
Oh. There was one that was regular. And then the one that was remixed, they also sold nachos and
what the why is your ice cream at selling nachos?
It was a different color. That ice cream truck was red, so you knew it was not the ice cream man, it was the food man that had ice cream on the side.
But let's go back to the music. You didn't let Tommy respond. Did your ice cream man play the regular music, or did he have a remix to it?
No, y'all must have had really cool ice cream trucks. I just
no,
had the
it's
standard.
Because we were in the hood, dude.
Oh, maybe. No, I just had the standard ones.
So many people have Klondike bars, dude. Those are whack.
They are. They're for the store. They're not for ice cream truck experience.
I don't like how a Klondike bar doesn't have a the wood. What do you call it? The
stick. Handle.
Yeah. Shouldn't it have a handle?
An ice cream sandwich doesn't have a handle.
Because it's a sandwich. You don't put a handle on a sandwich.
That doesn't make sense.
How does that not make sense? When you eat a sandwich, does it have a handle?
They just both eat it with your hands. Mississippi over here with the lemon ice? That's not even ice cream. How you
just called it Mississippi. Are you thinking about mitts?
Come on back, mitts. It's a sign. Wow.
It looks like the majority said Choco Taco and Klondike bars. I don't know why I always have the sniffles when we record, but I don't have it before or after.
Are you like allergic to us?
Allergic to your bullshit, Aaliyah.
Don't even.
All right, Aaliyah, pick the next one. Where are we going? I mean, can you let the people know about this elephant that poked his head through a kitchen wall in Thailand?
I definitely can. So imagine you were like upstairs away from your kitchen. All of a sudden you hear a big boom, right? And then you walk up into your kitchen and what do you see? Not a fly, not a mosquito, but a big ass elephant sticking its head in your wall. What? No, this doesn't happen all the time, but it did happen in Thailand. What? So apparently they like live next to like this elephant resort or whatever, but yeah, this elephant came through and made a big old hole in their kitchen. How would you guys react if this happened to you?
Elephants are strong.
Okay, but why would he know there's food in there unless it's like poorly made that he could like smell what's inside?
Maybe
the kitchen.
Maybe they had the windows open.
Well, I don't know if you looked at that picture. There's no windows in there.
Well, here's the thing.
He just so happened to smell it and bop, bop, bom.
Here's the thing. I thought this was the funniest part of the article. Is the statement is that the wall already had a hole in it from when an elephant had smashed into their house last month. So apparently this happens often, or at least it happened once before. Once again, because they live near an elephant thing. But it's like, It's so random. It's like, when does this ever happen, right? I don't know. I'm with you, Leah. I feel like elephants are one of those animals that just, they're known for being gentle animals and they look like it and they're super smart. Even though there's a big hole in my kitchen, I'd actually be pretty excited because it's not every day you see an elephant. Like, if it was a car coming through, I'd be like, oh, shit. Like, fuck, now I got to, you know, like a car. But if it was an elephant, I'd be like, oh, shit, an elephant.
You still got to repair your kitchen.
You do, but at least it's an elephant.
So, actually, you know what? They live in Thailand, and they said that happened last month, so they're used to it. So they might be annoyed. But if I didn't live in Thailand and that was my first time, all right, that's the experience. Pet, pet, pet.
But I wonder why they didn't fix the hole from the last time. Like, why are they just leaving that hole there?
I wouldn't repair it either. I would put a poster on top.
You would cover the hole with a poster.
Yeah. I'm like, I can deal with it later, but I just don't want to see it. Let's just cover it up first.
A big asshole or a big asshole?
Oh, my God.
And this is why it's intended for mature audience, everyone. Welcome to the podcast.
Right, fine, whatever you say. Cheers to Tommy's bladder.
Sorry, small bladder. And cheers to everyone else drinking with us. Let us know if you are.
Cheers. Another one.
Next up, what should we do? Vax that thing up.
Let's vax that thing up.
Aaliyah, did you see this?
I think you put it in before I noticed.
Y'all. That's what he told me.
Man, I was trying. That's why I paused. I was like, dang it, but there's nothing else I can say.
All right, for those of you in the Twitch chat, I'm leaving the link. So once again, when we do these Twitches, we'll leave them Switches in there so you can follow along. So this is actually one of my favorite articles of the week. I'm really excited.
It's
been an online day chat, find a May chat, open up BOK ass, okay, yeah, profile picture what? Looking tight chat, nice chat, got your bio reading right chat, precise chat, but before you find a day chat, you gotta wait chat, gotta go back to nature.
It's better when you read the lyrics because not everything that's being said is super audible, but when you read it, it's so good. It's like the best PSA you could ever, like, I was reading a lot of articles about this song that they did in a minute and 30 more than what a lot of our politicians haven't even done when it comes to getting the word out. This is so good.
What's your favorite line from the song?
I thought the funniest one was probably at the end where they used it again where it says, go, 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 go get the shot. If you want to smash some dude named Scott.
Oh my goodness.
They remade this classic song to promote getting vaccinated. So instead of back that thing up, it's vax that thing up. And you gotta watch the video
right here.
Which one?
Can you read it, Tommy? Yes. Can you rap it, please?
No, but I will read it. I know you can't stand it, no holding hands chick, but when we get the shot, we gonna be romancing. Poetry, Shakespeare, no one has ever done it better. Romantic, I just wanna cry. This is
here you worked. Go, I love it when you hold me, eggplant emoji.
Great. Relevant to the youngins, you know?
Girl, you can be the queen after quarantine.
Huh? It's so good. And I think this is such a great song because I actually think that this song as an original is one of my favorite hype, like turn up, like when you're pre-gaming, like it gives me so much energy. So that the fact that this energy is being correlated to getting vaccinated, I was like, so unexpected, but so good.
I feel like this song should have came out sooner, though. Don't you?
Yeah, totally.
They're trying to get a booster for the Delta variant.
I didn't know boosters were a thing. I feel like I only hear about boosters at, like, Jamba Juice.
What kind of boost? What you get? Vita boost?
I usually get the vitamins or the protein, you know.
Of course, dude. Yo, let me get a protein boost.
By the way, I usually try to swear off getting Jamba Juice anymore. Like, compared to back in the day, it's so expensive compared to what it was. But the only time I ever get it is on those rare occasions, which we know are rare, is when I'm hungover. And that doesn't happen often. But when I do, it's Jamba Juice time. And I'm like, all right, I'll spend $7-$8 on a stupid medium. Yo, you know what we should do one episode? I don't know if you guys have ever done that thing, but it's like where they have like sites where you take a bunch of restaurants or take a bunch of categories and you rate it A, B, C, D, and F just to see like what would, so you can do like all the boba shops and then you could like place them so you could compare.
I have no idea what you mean by that. Can you give me an example?
I'll send it to you.
I understood. It's okay. I understood.
Yeah.
Someone's not in the program.
I'm in the program. I am the program.
You're not.
Okay.
You're the usher, just walking everyone to the program.
Ooh, Ghost Pepper Ranch? This sounds amazing. I completely forgot about this.
I have opinions.
Okay, share us two of them.
I only have one. Okay, I actually have one, so it's opinion. I have opinion. An opinion. Tell me why I feel like fast food chains never deliver on the spice. They always say it's going to be spicy. Ghost pepper this, ghost pepper that, spicy this. It's never spicy enough. One time KFC had like these ghost pepper, you know, their hot wings that they normally have? Ghost pepper hot wings, didn't taste nothing. But nevertheless, I feel like it's never spicy enough. So normally this would get me excited and all hot and riled, but the sauces never get me hot and riled. So I'm just like, all right, I don't know. Would you order this?
I would order it, but I wanted to ask you guys, when you order this or when you try this dipping sauce, are you going to be getting the spicy nuggets or the regular nuggets?
I would get the spicy. I oh my gosh. We talked about this before, but when Wendy's stopped doing the spicy nuggets, I was so sad.
Don't you think getting the spicy nuggets to dip it in this spicy sauce will kind of take away the flavor? They might clash. It. So wouldn't you enhance want the plain ones first?
No, I'm with Aaliyah. The more flavor, the better. The more spice, the better.
I would get both.
A 10 and 10?
Yeah.
Have you ever asked Wendy's if you could get a half and half on a 10 piece?
This is not Wingstop. Come on.
You've never tried, though. What if? What if they say, oh, yeah, we get that every now and then? Thanks for asking.
Because it's not like it's another flavor. The spicy nuggets are better than the regular one. So why would I want a regular nugget? For anyone who wants to try this sauce, it comes out July 12th. So by the time this podcast comes out, you're probably already, it's probably already out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can try it at Wendy's. So I would definitely pair the spicy nuggets with the spicy sauce, ghost pepper ranch.
Does Wendy's have good ranch? I don't remember.
No, it's all right. It's kind of like watery.
So what if their regular ranch with spice in it? It would suck then.
Spice makes everything nice. I feel like a lot of people take their ranch from restaurants seriously. And, like, once again, I feel like Popeyes and Jack in the Box have the best ranches out of all the fast foods. I feel like I need to make an Excel sheet so that I remember, like, what ranches are worth getting, when or not.
There's only three good ranches. You named two of them. The third one is Wingstop.
And Wingstop. Yeah, I feel like Wingstop is a beast of its own, though, you know? Yes, talk about it. No, interrupt. Talk about it.
What? Talk about what?
I know what you're going to say. Yeah, go.
Where am I going, Tommy?
Go. We're talking about Wingstop. Go.
Have you had Thighstop?
Wait, it has a name?
So you know how Wingstop is doing thighs now?
Yeah.
So
is that an option?
If you order on a delivery app, it's called Thighstop. It's not called Wingstop.
Oh, it's like a ghost kitchen That's name. That's cute. Cool.
But have you tried it?
No, but I can only imagine it's amazing. It's
delicious. Well, I expected it to be like big ass pieces of thighs, but they're really tiny, like small pieces of thighs. Well, and the crunch is insane. I really hope that after the wing shortage that they'll just add that to the menu as an option, because it's really good.
That's pretty cool. It's probably better that they're smaller, right? So the ratio of like skin to sauce to meat is like not too much meat. But still, like, I bet you it's hella moist, huh? Do you like that word, Aaliyah? Moist. Have you had the mango habanero at B-Dubs? Buffalo Wild Wings?
Aaliyah has never had B-Dubs.
Never been there.
Yo. Okay, if we're talking about...
Can you try to not scratch me or something?
If we're talking about spice, the mango habanero... Okay, talking as people who, like, are pretty... have a high spice tolerance. Have you had it, DC?
I have not.
The mango habanero, don't ever, for you, DC, don't try it. It's not worth your time. It's spicy. And I'm sure.
Okay. Do you get the sweetness from the mango?
You do, but the habanero is like killer. Like it almost ruins your meal. Like it's almost too spicy. Yeah.
I love those types. It's so spicy, but it's so delicious. You gotta keep going, but you're gonna cry.
You should try it. Do you have one near you?
Oh, I think they're going to Union City.
I think that's the
one. Yeah.
I mean, I go there for Krispy Kreme, so I guess I'll just stop by.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't the shot clock go off? Okay, good.
I was just going to say that. Calm yourself.
No, you weren't. You never keep us in check, ever.
I just did. That's why you stopped midway, because you saw me.
You let Tommy ramble for 5 minutes before you mentioned it.
Whatever. You were the one that rambled first.
Did not mention. Tommy thought I was going somewhere that he was thinking, but we went
completely opposite. I want to know what
you No, direction. That's where you were going. That's where I thought you were going.
What, the thigh stop?
Yeah, the thigh stop. I just didn't know it's called thigh stop.
Oh, okay. Well, cheers to that.
Cheers to thighs.
Another one.
How's your Capra Sun, Aaliyah?
When you tried to poke the hole, like, it just breaks.
I love poking the hole.
It doesn't break the hole.
The straw.
The straw breaks or the hole?
The hole doesn't work.
Like, it goes in the wrong hole?
Wow, that's dirty. Like
that was perfect. That soundbite was perfect.
Dude, she has a soundbite for everything.
Oh, but I don't even know what I'm trying to say, because I know sometimes it wouldn't work, so I would flip
you,
it over.
You're flip it upside down? You flip, yeah, you poke it in the butt.
Yeah.
What?
Aaliyah's face.
I don't know if it's because the straw broke or if the hole didn't open.
What I do is I would gather, like, all the drinks from the bottom and hold it there so it's big, and then, ooh.
Oh, my other favorite topic.
My other favorite. You know,
but what I was thinking was, Does this dilute the alcohol content?
You didn't introduce the topic yet. How are you gonna ask that question? No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, they do, because they're looking at the Twitch.
But for our podcast listeners, please.
All right, so this man named, what's his name?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. You got to give him credit. Look how happy he is.
Will Rogers, inventor of what is called Below Zero. Will Rogers.
Wait, is it really Will Rogers? His name is Will? Oh, shit, it is.
Will Rogers.
All right, Will Rogers.
Will.
Has created a machine that turns any alcoholic drink into a soft serve ice cream scoop.
When they say soft serve, is it like actual, like, because soft serve is milky, right?
So yeah, but you know, when he first started experimenting with this, people would ask him, like, does this really work? And you know, he would tell them, he would say,
they've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
This guy is trigger happy.
Dude, he's been waiting for something to match that up.
That's my favorite soundbite.
He plays it randomly.
It's hard to find a reason to use it. Okay, let's say this guy made his way to your house unexpectedly, and he said, hey, can I come in?
Why are you setting it up like this?
I don't know him whatsoever. I'm not going to let him come into my house.
He showed up to your door looking like this.
Oh, most definitely not.
Not the best picture, I will agree.
And he's holding the ice cream up like that, too.
And he asked you, would you like me to turn that bottle of tequila in your cupboard into some soft serve? If he asked you what your favorite alcoholic beverage was, and he asked if you'd like him to turn it into a soft serve, what alcoholic beverage would you say?
Ooh. For me, he'd be turning mezcal into a soft serve, and I think that would be amazing.
No flavoring?
Okay, sure, there's, I mean, I didn't know I had a choice, but even if it's straight up, I think that'd be amazing, because as you guys know, it mezcal has like a smoky, so I feel like that with the ice cream being cold, oh, that'd be so cool. It'd be like a Lucas bar. You ever get that? You probably didn't, because your ice cream truck didn't have anything except...
Of course he did, but I didn't get it.
Stupid push pops.
What if he said, I will gladly make this mezcal, but in my humble opinion, I would like to make it barbecue flavored. Would you accept his offering?
I'm in. I'll take it. I got so excited about this topic because literally two of my favorite things, literally alcohol and ice cream. You can't go wrong.
Yes, you can.
Let's talk combinations. So this man comes looking at you like that and he says, hey, you can do any alcohol combination to turn into an ice cream. What do you have him make? DC.
I would tell him to make me a... strawberry margarita
shortcake.
No, strawberry margarita, that would be amazing.
Amazing. I agree. have that in a second. Do you like mojitos? Maybe a mojito, like a fruity mojito would be good.
Oh, yeah.
As an ice cream,
yeah. Never had a mojito.
I actually have.
Wait, are we going to talk about what we're drinking?
Yeah, Leah, why would you drink already? We didn't even introduce it.
I spilt it, and I had to do it.
Let the man in the middle tell us what he's drinking.
All right, y'all.
The middle.
I told DC, but with my return back, I could have drove there, but I decided to walk through the ghetto just for this podcast. And I went to a liquor store. I was in danger, but that's okay. And I picked up this one. It looked good. I wanted to try it. This is the Topo Chico Strawberry Guava Hard Seltzer.
Nice.
So we're going to try it. We're going to get into it. Yeah, it sounds like a cool combination. How about y'all?
Aaliyah, tell us what you've been drinking the past 50 episodes.
She got the Costco pack.
So I got the Kirkland, their seltzer.
DC, what are you drinking?
Once again, I've been asking for that Tabor sponsorship since Tommy was last on. But
come on, Tabor.
I'm going to keep asking. But I'm drinking a brewing company called The Brewing Project. This one is called a Ooey Gooey PBJ Sour.
Ooh.
I like the word gooey.
That sounds amazing. The can looks amazing. Let us know how it tastes.
All right.
All right. Cheers, guys. Y'all.
Another one.
That is really good. Dude, once it, like, on first sip, you really, you taste the peanut butter. And then the aftertaste is the jelly. Do you think if you put milk in it, it'll taste like a PB&J with milk sandwich?
Maybe some Bailey's or something, just so it's more creamy.
Ooh. Now you're talking, baby girl.
Now we're talking.
We talking diarrhea. Yeah.
Oh, I like diarrhea. Clean it all out. Flush it out.
All right.
Yeah, some Bailey's or something creamy like a horchata or something, just to give it that kind of milky, nutty.
I love that word.
Can you tell me why when I was younger, one time we pre-gamed in front of a club with rum chata, so we just took shots and shots and shots of just rum chata. Yo, that night I was so
Was it warm? Out.
Yeah, it wasn't cold. It wasn't cold.
Can you tell us some more pre-gaming stories?
I have a lot.
My brother-in-law, he was pre-gaming with Sailor Jerry's before we got into to this club. He threw up right when he took this shot, dude.
Yakking out in the blue. That's funny. I don't know how to do this anymore. It's been too long.
That's what he told me.
Sure.
Say what you want to say and then...
Wait, did the buzzer go off and we didn't drink?
I drank. You
too. I drank, but we should drink again. Like, actually drink.
Cheers to MC Cruisin for joining in.
Cheers.
Another one.
I think that pre-gaming, like, in the car, I know it's not, you know, illegal or whatever, so bad, is, like, one of the best things. It's, like, it's different than pre-gaming at, like, a house and then you go somewhere. It's, like, there's something about being so, how do I say, not ghetto, but, like, I don't know. You're, like, right outside of the club.
Makes it more like, fun.
You're, like, trying to get it in right before. Shut up, DC. You're trying to get it in right before. You go into the club, like, it's right outside or around the corner, and then you just go in. Like, it's so quick. It happens fast. It's one of my favorite things.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
it's so good.
Aaliyah, can you tell Tommy about so how stupid. You used to pregame before all of your shifts?
Sometimes I just need a pick-me-up. So pick it up.
Something is suspicious if someone is drinking. I don't know if you would do this, but drinking out of, you know, one of the like a straw in like one of the plastic or paper cups. You know what I mean? But you know the liquid don't look right when it comes up the straw. That's when you know.
But what if you get like a vitamin water, drink like a quarter of it, and then fill the rest
up? Dude, you can't tell the difference.
With clear alcohol.
And it a quarter of it,
so you have enough space to put alcohol in it, and then you just mix and then you have a vitamin water cocktail.
Like, the water bottle is like, I mean, the cup is like this. You drink this much, so you pour the rest in alcohol, shake, and it still looks the same.
It'll just look like vitamin water.
You don't dilute it. You just get yourself a branded cup with a straw, and then you just drink whatever you want.
You just said that it doesn't look right if you do that.
I need a mix.
Depends on what color. Crown actually has like these canned drinks now. I haven't tried them yet, but my sister said it was really good. Have you guys had them?
The sour, or the, is it sour apple or just apple flavored Crown?
The apple, it tastes like candy.
It tastes like a fucking Jolly Rancher, dude.
Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher. All right, let me tell you. Cutwater, right? It doesn't matter if it's mango margarita, but basically this Cutwater brand, they have different, like, this is mango margarita. They have, like, gin and tonic, you know, vodka Coke, like, or whatever. Like, they have different cocktails in a can form. Basically a mini little Four Loko. One and done for most people. Get on this. You're welcome.
It's just you, one and done.
No, not me. About
four of those.
No, I have to drink a few.
And I'll be ready. And that's my pregame.
For a lot of my friends, they're one and done. So cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right. Shall we get back to it?
He's a golfer. Let's do it.
We know that when it comes to any job, there are good days and there are bad days. And those good days and bad days equal to satisfaction or dissatisfaction. So check it out. In the world of fast food, there are some companies who obviously treat their employees better and some who are very dissatisfied. So according to UBS, it says that Chipotle, Dunkin', and Sonic. Yo, there's no S. It's just Sonic, not Sonic.
I thought it was Sonics.
I think that's the Mandela effect.
Anyways, Mandela effect. Sonic have the lowest employee satisfaction, creating a massive problem for companies as they struggle to hire. For those of you in the Twitch, do you guys agree? Is this surprising to you? I'll link the article. What were you guys' reactions to this article? Do you agree or were you super surprised?
I'm a little surprised by Chipotle. Their employees are usually jolly when I go there.
Yeah, they, you know, according to this article, they get paid well. They're one of the highest paid, you know, fast service, fast casual, fast food restaurants.
Dude, the ones that they list at the highest satisfaction, those aren't even places that are very popular other than Starbucks.
What were those?
For Starbucks, Longhorn, and Texas Roadhouse. Those aren't even, like, fast. Those are, like, dine-in.
I guess it's a little combination.
Like, I'm surprised that
people in Texas Roadhouse are happy. I'd be pissed if I had to like sweep up all those peanuts.
All the peanuts. All the peanuts.
Who do you think? Who do you think sweeps up more peanuts? Texas Roadhouse or Five Guys?
I was just thinking
Texas.
That.
You think so?
Five Guys.
But I feel like Five Guys have more a consistent flow throughout the day, whereas Texas, you just have like your lunch rush and your dinner rush.
But Texas, you're almost encouraged to throw them in the, like, the hallways or, like, the floor. Like, I feel like Five Guys are like, okay, you get the peanuts, and then you, like, put them in your bag, put them on the table, whatever. But Five Guys, they're literally all over the floor.
You mean Texas?
Oh, yeah, Texas.
I'm very considerate. I throw it in the buckets, all right?
Because they give you buckets. Even though there are already peanut shells all over the floor, you throw it in the buckets.
Because I hate stepping on those peanut shells. So I'm like, dude, I'm gonna throw it in this bucket, less for me to step on.
I'm surprised. I mean, I feel like that amazing, they're amazing. I don't even know what you call it. Cinnamon bread is not enough to keep them happy. Not that that should be enough to keep an employee happy, but like, if I worked at a place with that, I feel like I'd be happy all the time. Like, that bread is crack.
Aaliyah has never had it. That's why she's raising her hand.
Aaliyah!
What are we talking about?
Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter bread or whatever it's called.
I don't go to a lot of places, guys. I think we've understood this.
Roadhouse bread or Red Lobster biscuits.
I've never had it, so I can't compare. But let me know, Texas Roadhouse or Red Lobster.
Who else is there? Who has good bread?
Olive Garden breadsticks are good, but not as good.
No, I feel like those things are so overrated.
Oh, why?
I feel like if you don't have a dipping sauce.
I know. Wait. Cheesecake Factory, the brown bread.
It's okay, but you can't compare it to Texas Roadhouse.
True. No, actually, no. They're both really good.
No, dude, no.
With the butter, you put the butter on the brown bread.
That cinnamon spread at Texas, that's untouchable. Yeah.
I go to a lot of Asian restaurants. Okay, guys.
Cheers.
Honey shot.
Another one.
Applebee's. I know you've been to Applebee's.
Oh, I've been to Apples, yeah.
Who calls it Apples?
I call it Apples.
Wow, she goes there a lot if she calls it Apples.
Have you had their Jell-O shots?
They have Jell-O shots?
Applebee's has Jell-O shots?
They do it during happy hour. They just walk around with Jell-O shots.
Oh, they don't do that for me.
I need to go to this Applebee's. I felt very
offended that we went to the bar and they didn't card me. And do I look old now?
No, they just don't care anymore.
You are never going to look old. I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you didn't card me and I felt offended.
Tell me why Jell-O shots just get me hype. Like, I feel like anytime you're having Jell-O shots, it's a good day.
Depends what kind of alcohol is in it.
What alcohol should not be in it? I feel like it's usually the usual.
You can't put a fucking cognac in a Jell-O shot.
I'm not having cognac Jell-O shots. Are you having cognac Jell-O
shots? You said name one that isn't good.
I mean, I would if it was in front of me, but I feel like for the Jell-O shots, you just...
I don't think you can use dark alcohol for Jell-O shots.
I've actually never had dark alcohol in a Jell-O shot.
I've never had it, so I'm...
You gotta try. It's like fun. It's like, you know how you take a shot and it's like, some people are like,
how do you get it out, Tommy?
You gotta finger it. You gotta finger it first. You gotta get it nice and loose, right? You finger it, you go around the rim, you get it nice and loose, and then you just slurp it down. And if it gets stuck, you use your tongue and you flick it in.
I think that's only technique.
Fail proof. No, because some people be like, they don't finger, so they just try using their tongue.
All tongue?
Yeah, and they're like,
all tongue, no finger.
And it like gets stuck, and they're like, and it just doesn't work, so. Like, I went to, like, a salsa bar, and I saw, like, all the handles. You had to get gloves first. How about you guys?
Did they have gloves, like, readily available for customers? Like, right next to the salsa.
That's like cool.
Like, those thin gloves that don't fit right, that are clear.
So if someone, tries to grab it without a glove on, will someone stop them?
No one's watching. just there for formality, yeah.
Speaking of salsa bars, when there's like, let's say, 5 different salsas, how many are you taking?
5.
One of each?
Yes.
Yo. I get like 2 of each, dude.
Yo, yeah. You have to go to Aki's. It's like this Mexican restaurant. The Mexican food, whatever, right? You go for one of the topics of this podcast, alcohol. You go for the industrial strength alcohol, right? Literally. It's like, you know when you go to Vegas and you get like a Fat Tuesday? Mm-hmm. But concentrate that down to like a 16-ounce glass.
For the same amount
of alcohol. This is literally, like I was telling you, this is one and done. That's literally one and done. For other people, 2 or 3, like myself. But that'll do the job. And then there's a salsa. Sorry, this is where it connects. There's a salsa bar where there's like 12 different salsas. So like when you're too drunk and you need an excuse to walk away from the alcohol, you'd be like, oh, I'm going to the salsa bar. All the salsa you can imagine, all the chips and stuff, go. It'll make your day. Promise. You're welcome. Let me tell y'all why I'm not surprised. Okay. I feel like with these three... Before we take another sip, all right, let me tell you why, right? Chipotle, if you got people asking you if guac costs more or not every single time and giving you attitude because guac costs more, I would not be a happy employee, right? Number two, Dunkin' is primarily on the East Coast, and you mix East Coast people with getting their coffee early in the morning. You don't play with East Coast people in the morning with their coffee. Those are just bitches, okay? And Sonic, what DC said, if you got a rollerblade for like all of your shift, you ain't gonna be a happy employee. I am not surprised when it comes to Chipotle, Dunkin', and Sonic's. I would be unhappy too. I agree.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Tommy, have you done any of these TikTok things, or are you a frequent TikToker, as in viewer, not partaker?
I actually have done trends of these. Prior to them being trends.
Whoa.
First of all.
Dang.
So we're going to go there. But Aaliyah, please go ahead and introduce this topic.
So as you guys know, pastas are popping.
It's not.
Trend, which is the feta pasta. But
I didn't even see that one.
What?
I don't know any TikTok trends, dude. I don't watch TikTok.
So the feta pasta trend was when it's basically a one pot pasta in step. The new trend, which was created by a popular TikToker, is Feel Good Foodies.
That's my dude.
Homie did.
No, he's not.
I don't know him.
You don't know him. It's not your dude.
I don't even know if it's a dude.
It's a she. She did a new item, which is making pasta chips in a air fryer. I love air fryer.
So you just put the pasta in the air fryer?
I would assume so, yeah. So you put and then it's like, it turns in, you know, it just gets crunchy after that. So it's cooked. So good.
How do y'all feel about this trend? This pasta TikTok.
I don't like any of these food trends. They're stupid.
What?
I'm never gonna try any of them.
Have you? Okay, not you, because I know you wouldn't have. But Tommy, have you did the dalgona coffee?
I did that. Yeah, I thought that was really really cool.
I like that.
Here's the thing. I'm just gonna sound like a salty ass person because sometimes I can be. But, like, I feel like I hate the word trend when it comes to anything. Because it's wild. Because as someone who, like, follows a lot of food stuff and blah, blah, like,
yeah.
Fried pasta is not a new thing. Maybe to TikTok and maybe to new people. So, sure, accessibility. Sure, like, mainstream, whatever. But this is not a new thing. But I'm glad it's getting, like, the attention to people. I thought the one before this with like the feta and the tomatoes, I thought that was so stupid. I was like, you're literally discovering that pasta is simple and it's just literally pasta, sauce, and cheese. And you're just like, what's the word? Deconstructed.
Oh, it's close.
The trend is basically deconstructed. It's like cooking pasta in its own sauce and then adding some cheese is nothing new. But if you want to do it all at one time and just call it a trend, cool. I know I sound super salty, but like...
No, I agree.
Nothing new, but, you know, the fact that it's more accessible to people, I'm with it. So, yeah, fried pasta, I'm all with it. Air fryers, I love air fryers. A lot of carbs, but that's okay. Like, it's really cool. I put anything in air fryer, right?
What if you air fry a steak?
Air fried steaks works. You just gotta get it real dry.
What's the texture gonna be like?
Dude, you time it out and then
you time it out. You just gotta make sure there's some oil so it gets nice and crispy. You put the broil function on.
Oh. Dude, you just need to know how you do, and then you know how to put your time.
How you do?
No, you do.
Yeah.
How you do it goes with the time and the temperature. So if you want it rare, if you want it blue, if you want it medium.
Blue. I don't want my steak blue.
You said blue? Why would it be blue?
You never heard blue?
No.
Red.
Blue is before rare.
I don't want my steak blue. Red or pink. No blue, please.
Blue is like...
Oh. There's no such thing as blue steak.
Dude, I'm pretty sure there is.
That's a steak tartare. Cheers.
It is. No, it is.
Another one.
Probiotics help me with life. And then I'll take a Tylenol.
That's deep.
Probiotics and Tylenol.
Probiotics help me with life.
So I'll take... on a normal day, because I'm addicted at this point, I take one probiotic, but... If I know I really want beef, I'll take one before I take my meal, and then I'll take a Tylenol because I'll get sick.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
I get physically sick.
Why don't you just crush it into your beef?
I thought, what?
What?
Why don't you just put the Tylenol inside of your beef?
Like an animal?
Yeah.
Stupid. So I thought it was in my head that I got sick, right? But then one day I honestly forgot what chili cheese was made out of. Ooh, so I was eating that.
Chili cheese fries.
Dude, it was amazing.
Wiener schnitzel.
But as I was eating that, I started feeling sick, but I didn't want to tell my friend because I didn't want to be that party pooper to like, oh, guys, I don't feel good anymore. I kept eating it, and I just stopped eating after that because I felt like yacking, and I was like, fuck, guys, I don't feel good. They're like, why? And then in my head, I kept repeating chili, chili, Aaliyah, chili. And I was like, oh, fuck, it was me. God damn it, guys. They're like, all right, let's go home, Aaliyah. You need to lay down. I'm like, okay. I fucked up.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, that's my story of Eve. Two probiotics and a Tylenol. I'm good to go.
What did you want to do? The Russian delivery bots?
That or the chicken. We can do the chicken.
Let's do the Russian delivery bots. Let's go away from what Aaliyah thinks. I don't know how many episodes ago, but we talked about these delivery bots that different cities were testing. I think it was a Domino's. I was testing it out. In Russia, Grubhub is starting to use these delivery robots specifically for college campuses. But our initial thoughts on the first delivery robots were that people would like probably mess with them. I feel like would be more so on a college campus. People would like mess with these bots. That's my initial reaction. I think people would just mess with these bots and like, I don't know, maybe like try to steal the food that they're trying to deliver or send it to the wrong address.
Who has the time though? Like you're walking on campus, you see this thing going by you. What are you gonna do to it? Call it names? Like push
it around?
Like,
flip it over.
I would have flipped it over.
You really got time to flip over some robot? You look, because I feel like this is the equivalent. You ever go to the malls and nowadays they have like the mall like security robots? You ever see those?
What? No. Where do you see those at?
What do they look like?
They look like R2D2.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you walked behind them?
Can you? Yeah, they just them? Walk around. They're kind of like surveillance security.
Do they make the beeping noises?
No, they don't. But people look at it and they like. But no one's like taking the time to like flip
Wait,
it.
You say
or, like,
they're security,
whatever.
Right?
Huh?
You said they're security?
Yeah, they're kind of like security. They walk around. They like.
So if someone runs out of a store trying to steal something.
Not like that. They're not like stopping crime or anything.
What are they doing then?
Surveillance. Just like a camera? Be a presence so that you don't do things because it's watching you, right?
They're just there to observe and report.
Yeah, like you'll see that like Valley Fair in the South Bay, which is a bougie mall for those of you who don't know, in the South Bay. Yeah, so I feel like you don't got time to be like, let me stop by this robot, flip it over. Like no one's got that time. I actually think this is pretty cool. I feel like people always complain about their Grubhub or DoorDash, like people that they're like, oh, they dropped it off here, they dropped it off here. But if it's a robot, like there's less of that human interaction. However, I will say, if I have food coming in this, sanitary wise, is someone cleaning this in between deliveries? Like, is my sushi smelling like Indian food that was in this before? Because I don't know how that works, you know?
Dude, I didn't even think
maybe about that. Maybe they have different robots designated for different cuisines.
The no. Indian robot and the Japanese robot.
But back to you saying that people don't have time. Like, you act like it takes that much time to flip over a robot. It takes like
I'm saying
ten
no
seconds.
One's got time to flip a robot. Who is
10
like
seconds
oh, I'm
to flip
go
it over?
Robot
Ooh,
flip it
if you're
over.
At the mall, you got time. Just saying.
We're not at the mall. What are you talking
no,
about?
No, his robot is at the mall.
No,
okay. Regardless of where you are, let's say you're at this college campus in Russia. Are you like, I'm going to go here so I'm going to flip a robot? No, you're there because like education or like you want to go to the Russian college, like whatever. Like,
what if you're done for the day? You're done with all your classes.
So you're going to be like, let me flip over this robot real quick?
Yeah, check it out. You just got out of your last class, right? And you see this delivery robot approaching you.
So you flip it over.
You got, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to flip it over.
Do you think the robot can, like, turn itself over again? Like,
dude, you could, or you could put this robot into the water fountain.
That's y'all just messed up. Y'all, no. People need to get their food.
Okay, check this out. What if you're the recipient of this delivery, right? And you're looking down through your dorm, and you see your robot approaching, and you see someone flip that robot over.
Holy fuck. My chow fun is all messed up now.
You're telling me that you wouldn't want to retaliate by doing the same thing to someone else's delivery.
No, because I, as a food orderer, do not want anyone else's food to be flipped over. Cheers.
Cheers.
Final round.
If I witness someone fucking with my robot, I'm like, dude, I'm about to fuck someone else's order up too then.
Depends on the food, right? Like, I feel like, what food can you not have upside down? A burger is fine upside down. Sushi is fine. What do you mean?
No, it's not.
You're actually supposed to eat a burger upside down if you want to get technical.
What do you mean?
No, Google it.
I'm not going to Google that because I'm eating my burger right side up. It was meant to be eaten upside down
because the top bun is a lot thicker, so the juices doesn't get through as much as the bottom bun.
Are y'all on the Twitch hearing this? Because this makes no sense. The burger is served to me in a certain way. I'm going to eat it in a certain way. Why am I going to take the time to flip it over before I eat it?
I'm just saying, if you want to be technical, it was designated to be eaten the other way. Yes.
Send me the Google link. No, it's not. That way.
I don't eat it that way, but it's supposed to be eaten that way.
Gosh, no, it's not.
But
I naturally eat it that way because my hands are
awkward. Pizza is a food you don't want flipped over.
Most definitely not. I'll be sad.
Yeah.
Nachos.
Nachos, yep.
No, actually, I feel like that nachos wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, because your chips won't get soggy.
Hey, check this. Okay, speaking of nachos, you know how when you get nachos and you get to the bottom and there's no more toppings? Why don't they just put like toppings at the bottom too?
Like spread it out first and then?
Yeah, or I mean at least put some cheese at the bottom so at least the bottom chips get some love too.
Yep. That makes a good nacho place versus a bad nacho place is that consideration.
Dude, but you cannot flip sushi over. That'll break.
It'll break? How will it break?
Won't it just be on the other side?
No.
Well, it depends. It depends what kind of sushi we're talking about.
Okay,
if it's like those rolls, it doesn't really matter. But if it's like the ones with the fish on top.
Even if it's the fish on top, then the fish is just on bottom. It don't make no difference. Like,
it makes a difference. The presentation is messed up.
But you can just flip it over and just.
No, it's not going to be the same, okay?
Okay.
Someone's going to call you out on that once you post that on socials, Tommy.
You flip it over and then you post it on socials.
Because, you can't. Because if it's flipped over, that means he's moving. Shake, that means he's moving, yeah. And then he's just shake, and then boom. You got a freaking fried rice at this point.
What? At what point did this sushi get cooked? At what point?
It's not fried rice, but you understand my concept.
No,
it's not.
No, we don't.
It's not in a solid anymore. It's shake.
Don't wrap up. I need to pee.
I don't think he's peeing. I think he's doing cocaine in there.
He needs a mini break every time. You freaking idiot. You're a mess.
He needs a pick-me-up, dude. Every half hour, he needs a pick-me-up. He needs to do a little bump. Everyone in line to do a line in the bathroom.
No, you freaking idiot.
Can we also talk about how I peed 3 times during this whole thing and you guys?
We were talking about that.
Can we talk about what Aaliyah thinks you're really doing in there?
What do you think of
Aaliyah? Aaliyah did not say anything.
Ask me. I'll tell you if I am or am not.
Go ahead. DC, this is your time to shine.
You know the line from Miley Cyrus is what song is that? No, I'm not going to sing it. Where Miley Cyrus says, everyone in the line in the bathroom trying to get a line in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't doing that. I was just actually peeing. Unfortunately. Boring. I know.
Aaliyah thought because like every time you came back from the bathroom, you had extra energy.
You know what? I do get energy from releasing the pee, you know? It definitely helps. But I got a small bladder. It's fucking weird. I'll tell you that. Back in high school, freaking my teachers, you know, one period sometimes like what, 50 minutes? It's like less than an hour. They thought I was like doing drugs and stuff because sometimes I would leave twice.
I remember this kid in track. He skipped lunch and he just drank orange soda. So
what? Hold on. What?
So he threw up in class.
What?
That story was so unhinged.
Wait, how did him throwing up end up like that?
Because, like, instead of filling up on food, all he had that day was orange soda.
That makes sense.
So it upset his stomach and he threw up. Oh! All right, so this place called The Wing Experience is experimenting with this new idea where you can customize your chicken sandwich. So they're throwing a whole new wrench in the chicken sandwich wars. So you can customize the flavor of your chicken patty. Or not chicken patty, your breaded chicken filet. So just think of any flavor that you could get on your chicken wings, and they probably have it for your chicken sandwich. This would only work if you're not only customizing the flavor of the chicken, but you have to change the toppings too, because not every topping goes with the same chicken flavor, no? Like, obviously, if you're doing the standard chicken sandwich flavor, like, okay, Burger King, they do the, they pretty much have, like, the Nashville-style chicken sandwich. So the standard pickles and there are no tomatoes on there, right? It's just pickles.
Pickles, hot oil.
Yeah, so that works. But if you're doing like a lemon pepper, do you think that's like that works too? I feel like you got to change the toppings, no?
I think with fried chicken, it's all fair game.
What about this hot cinnamon candy apple flavor?
Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, let's open up all 50 sauces right here. And you tell me if you don't need to change the toppings for these. Why is the honey mustard not yellow?
Where?
Color is it? Let's see. Where is it? Again? You go down somewhere?
So he told me. Stop. See it now?
That's how it looks. No lie. It
doesn't.
It's like
where's
a pale.
The honey mustard?
No, a real one is a pale.
Where's the honey mustard?
Right
next
there.
To the hot honey mustard.
Next to the blue cheese buffalo.
Oh, dude, I feel like the blue cheese buffalo would be fucking amazing.
That sounds amazing.
I've never had
blue cheese buffalo. Because I like my buffalo wings with blue cheese dipping sauce, but if I can like intertwine that into a sauce, come on, son.
Oh, honey mustard, I see it.
It took so long.
Sorry, it took me. There's a lot. There's 50 sauces. I agree, DC. Probably the one that's the biggest question mark is the hot cinnamon candy apple. That sounds freaking weird and sweet.
What is boom boom?
Okay, let me talk about Let me talk about the boom boom real quick, okay? As a Vietnamese person and as someone who has traveled to Vietnam recently, boom boom is a technical term for sex. When you like go overseas. Oh, yep. So I'm not trying to have my chicken taste like sriracha, because there's a flavor called sriracha boom boom, right? I'm not trying to have sriracha mixed with boom boom, because when I got into that taxi overseas, they asked me, yo, you want some boom boom? No, I'm not trying to have my chicken taste like boom boom and sriracha, because boom boom is not what you think it is overseas. So that's not the best sounding flavor to me, because boom
boom. What does it taste like?
I don't know what it actually tastes like, but boom boom, if you're overseas, tastes like other things. So sriracha boom boom, I don't want no spicy boom boom. I don't want boom boom from a fast food restaurant. No. Yo, the taxi driver literally said, yo, you want some boom boom, and did this motion to me, and I was like,
he was trying to make more profit.
Side profit.
You should have asked him if he was gonna be the giver of the boom boom.
No, he was not the giver. He had connections to givers. That was the whole situation.
But what if you tell him only if it's with you, baby girl?
I don't know if I'd be into that.
Just yeah, mess with him.
Boom 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 boom's not a great adjective. Tell me why one of the sauces at this place is called Experience Sauce. I feel like that's the English version of Boom Boom. Like, what is Experience?
I didn't see that.
Where are we looking at? Can you go down a little bit more?
That's what he told me.
Hub, you already did that.
You already did that?
Stop. Yeah, I wouldn't try any of the teriyaki, though, because I don't like teriyaki.
Yo.
But you don't like teriyaki at all?
In teriyaki general? With rice? Come on.
Come on, dude.
I only eat it in my masubis.
Well, pardon me, Mr. Perfect! I guess I forgot that you never ever make a mistake!
Is that Will Ferrell?
No, that's Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, shit. So good.
Oh, man, Aaliyah. Oh,
but I did like...
Did you guys finish your cans already?
I did.
No, I got a big can.
How much left do you have?
That's what she said. Huh?
It makes no sense. How much do you have left? I think I have like this much.
I have like half left.
Whoa! You've been taking baby steps.
Y'all are thirsty. That's what it is. I was taking proper gulps.
How about we just chug these right quick and then end it?
Go, go, go.
I'm always down for a good quick chug and ending it.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense, but it's okay.
Makes perfect sense for the
boom boom, boom. Right, y'all?
I'll drink my water.
Okay. Cheers. Once again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank you for all the people who watch us on Twitch. We've been away for like half a year now, I believe. But it was cool. Hopefully we'll get more people back on the Twitch and we can make that more of a regular thing. But we really appreciate everyone who tuned into this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all social media, Instagram, damn.podcast, Twitter, some_damn_pod. Please subscribe to the podcast on all streaming platforms that you tune into, I guess. Yeah. As always, we want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shot.
And shoot often.
Obi. Peace, guys.
Let's go.
See ya. Bye.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.